We're all running out of patience in coronavirus quarantine, but we must remember that the Torah is nicknamed Be'erech Apayim, with hindered or stalled anger. That's the 21st of the Kinyanei Torah, is how we have to make sure that we do not get angry. Losing our cool means losing our learning. Anger is one of the worst of the Averot, and it means that we're incapable of teaching Torah as well. The Gemara tells us, the Midrashim say, HaKol HaKo'es Chochmato Mistalekat, a person who gets angry loses his Chochmah. Moshe Rabbeinu got angry 3 times, and because of it each time he forgot a halacha. And if that's the truth, Moshe Rabbeinu Ne'eman Beito, the father of all the Chachamim and Nevi'im, Anavi Kol Adam, Kol Shekein Us, how terrible it is for us if we get angry. The Gemara also says how it increases tipshut, and it really introduces us to Geinam Chas V'Shalom. We have to ensure that we do not get angry. And if a person tries to learn in an angry state, it's impossible. Rabbi Yonah says that anger is mebalbil all of our thoughts. It prevents us from thinking deeply. And even if you want to tell me that, oh, I'm only angry because it's Ritcha De'oraita, it's the fire of Torah, like the Gemara says in Ta'anit, it doesn't matter. The Gemara also says that despite that, a Talmid Chacham has to conduct himself in Nachat, Haser Kas V'Libecha. It's still a bad Midah, even if a person is a Talmid Chacham. Chacham Avadia's Shamash, or Tzvi Chakak, once noticed how for days, weeks, or months, whatever it was, he had been mistakenly handing Rav Avadia his Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin first, before the Rashi Tefillin. And you don't say a Berachan Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So Rav Avadia realized that he had been saying a Berachah Levatala for all this period of time, that he was given the wrong pair of Tefillin first. But he didn't argue, he didn't complain, he didn't get angry. He took it and was actually melamed zechut on Rav Tzvi Chakak. He says, don't worry about it, there's some shittas that say it's okay. Baruch Hashem, I was zocha to say bracha on Rav Yonatan Tefillin. You know, all these tzadim lahakel. Afterwards, Rav Avadia was found crying for the potential berachah levatala that he had recited so many times. But he didn't get angry. He just made sure going forward that there was no mix-ups. But he didn't get angry. Person has to make sure it's not worth the learning that will be lost to get angry. Similarly, a certain rabbi came to Rav Avadia to ask him for etzah with something, and toch kedei the conversation, Rav Avadia pointed out to him that there's another thing that needs to be addressed, and it should be addressed in whatever way. So that rabbi didn't take care of it the way Rav Avadia asked him to, and the next time he wanted to come visit Rav Avadia, the rabbanit did not let him come, because he wasn't listening to Rav Avadia. What's the point? When Rav Avadia found out about this, he said, no, the guy should come, even if he doesn't listen to me about the other things. Because if he doesn't come to me for anything, then Klai Yisrael loses out. Am Yisrael cannot suffer because this guy doesn't want to listen to everything I say. He should at least listen to some things, and I'm not going to get angry about it. And anger is the worst of all other Averot. The Rambam tells us how we have to go to the opposite extreme of anger, just like when it comes to Anava. We have to go so far away from anger, because anger is like Avodah Zarah. It causes a person to lose his Chochmah, his Nevuah. Ba'alei Ka'as, Ein Chayehem Chayim. It's not a life to be always enveloped in anger. We have to go so far that we don't even feel it when somebody wrongs us. V'ahavav Ketzed HaShemesh B'Gvurato. The Zohar says that in addition to the destructive physical rampage that a person engages in when he gets angry, it also ruins his neshama. And it's essentially he's being moreid by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha in this world, because if he knew and if he truly believed that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wouldn't be getting angry. The Arizal said, even if a person is doing it L'Shem Shemaim, even for a mitzvah, anger destroys everything we built. All of the mitzvahs that we've done, all the Torah that we've learned, go down the drain when we get angry. And Noah Kaptan Melamed, a person who gets angry is incapacitated from teaching Torah. A Rebbe has to be calm, gentle, cheerful, and positive, so that his role modeling and guidance will be more easily received by the Talmidim. If you need to make a point to the Talmidim, so the Rambam says you can fake it on the outside, but not on the inside. And even then, the Sefer Chassidim says that Moshe Rabbeinu was doing it L'Shem Shemaim, and he was measured, I'm sure he measured out his anger too, but he was punished. And the Gemara says that his grandchildren were doing Avodah Zarah, it's terrible. The cost of getting angry, even if it's for noble causes, is simply not worth it in the long run. And Chacham Avadia was really in Ma'ariv Chapayim. When people would tell him things about a certain averas that others were doing, he wouldn't respond right away. He would wait until his Motzei Shabbat Shir in public, when he could be merames that how terrible whatever avera is, so that people would get the message. And finally, the antidote. How do we stop ourselves from getting angry now that we realize how terrible it is in general, and the Chomer Ha'inyan, and also how detrimental it is to our Torah learning and teaching? The antidote to preventing ourselves from getting stuck in Kaas, the Ramban says, is consistency. A person has to always speak Benachat Im HaBeriot with everybody, always, and it'll save us from Kaas. And the Gras says that it's about Tefillah. We have to daven every morning that we should be saved from Kaas. As much as it's hard to be in the pressure cooker of the coronavirus, maybe with this in mind, we can do a little bit better. So make sure we don't lose our cool. And with that clarity of mind, that lack of anger, we should be able to focus more on our Torah learning as we prepare for Chag Matan Torah Teinu v'mhera v'yameinu. Baruch Adonai l'olam, amen v'yamein.